From Maui to the Big Island, the Natural Energy Laboratory of Hawaii Authority, or NELHA, has some news. The lab administers the Hawaii Ocean Science and Technology Park in Kona. It's that big complex near the airport, Makai side. On its website, the lab says it grows sustainable industries using sunshine, seawater, and ingenuity. It's also got some new projects underway. I talked about those with Gregory Barber, the lab's executive director. He explained that while the lab is part of the state government, it's unusual in part because it generates its own operating revenue.
We're a self-sufficient agency of the state government, part of the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. So from an operating standpoint, we generate all of our own revenue from the leasing of land and the sale of seawater. We sell a lot of seawater. I think we're the only seawater utility in the world. And
let me stop you right there. How's that work in terms of selling seawater?
You have to be like any other utility. You have to be 24/7. For us, we're more into reliability because if our water goes off, all of the animals that are grown at NELHA would die if it goes off for more than 2 hours. So we have a lot of redundancy. We have backup generators. We have over 2 megawatts of backup generators. We have 30 pumps. And knock on wood, you know, since I've been there, we have not gone down for more than, I think, scheduled maintenance.
Who buys seawater?
A lot of the businesses at our host park are in the aquaculture business, but there's other companies that use it for cooling purposes. For example, one of our rock stars, which is Sinotech, they grow bioestin and spirulina algae. They cool their ponds. They have pipes, metal pipes in their ponds with cold seawater. And so they regulate the temperature in the ponds with that cold seawater. A lot of the other businesses are hatcheries for aquaculture, and they use it for growing of shrimp, oysters, clams, abalone, finfish, a lot of different animals that are grown at NELHA.
And in terms of sustainability, one area that has seen a lot of development in Hawaii and globally in recent years, aquaculture. And you have said in testimony to the state legislature, so it must be true, you said aquaculture is the world's fastest growing agriculture sector and produces more than half of global seafood supply. And Hawaii is very well positioned for this. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, we're extremely well positioned. One is there's this dramatic growth in global aquaculture. I think global aquaculture now equals wild catch. And so wild catch has been, I guess, stable for the past 10 years or so. So everybody believes, or not everybody believes, but a lot of people believe that the global aquaculture is the wave of the future for feeding our people. And, you know, because of that strong interest in the growth demand, that's one factor. Another factor is the U.S. government has realized that they need to find ways to lease offshore areas in the Pacific Ocean, and just started an environmental impact statement for the Pacific region. A lot of people don't realize, but in terms of exclusive economic zones, the United States is the second largest in the world. So we have a lot of ocean. There's a big potential for growing seafood, and we import 95% of our seafood. So it's a big area where we could change our national economy. The other area, another factor that has come about in the last couple of years, is that the venture capital industry is moving, not in large amounts like it is in other sectors like IT and pharma, but they are moving now into global aquaculture. And so that is causing a lot more interest in the startup companies. And finally, like you say, we have this great worldwide reputation from our success in the past 20 years in the shrimp industry, and all of those factors coming together make it, I think, a potentially strong economic growth engine for Hawaii. That will be another leg for our innovation push.
And you have drawn international interest in this and international partnerships.
Yeah, we have. We have some funding that we got from the legislature last year to start an accelerator at Naha. The beauty was that we have everything in place. We didn't need money to build anything. We have all the infrastructure in place. So we got these funds. We had some great discussions with the University of Hawaii. We released a request for interest for someone to run this accelerator at Naha. And we all put in some money, and it turned out very well. We just, this be the first time we'll be announcing it publicly, but we just selected Hatch, Hatch Incorporated, I believe it's incorporated, from Norway to run this accelerator. And they're our finalists. We're in the due diligence phase, so we haven't signed all the papers. The deal points are that we would give them about $1.5 million in cash and in-kind money. You know, our facilities at Naha we'd provide to them. And then the Hawaii Strategic Development Corporation just, their board just approved $1.8 million in investment funds. I think it's not a home run, but I think it's a grand slam for Hawaii.
Because they're going to come here and develop further in terms of their aquaculture development.
They have the only global, the only aquaculture accelerator in the world, and they're currently based in Norway. And they've agreed as part of their proposal to bring that those resources here. But they're going to keep a portion of their operation in Norway. The majority of it will be here in Kona, and then they're also establishing another hub in Singapore. So they're going to have three hubs around the world, but the largest will be here in Kona.
And part of that is Norway gets you the cold water, Singapore gets you the warm water, but at Naha in Hawaii, you get the warm water and the cold water because of the depth off the coast of Kona.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of our facility, that we have the deep sea water and the warm sea water. The people can mix it to the exact temperature they want. I think the abalone people keep it at 17.6°C. That's their optimum sweet spot for productivity. So everybody has their own thing. The waters are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. The deeper water has a little bit more nutrients in it. And then, you know, we're this very remote area that has a currently a great reputation for biosecurity, and any place in the world will take any animal from Naha, and that's really important in aquaculture.
In a different area, you just received funding from the Department of Energy to test a new solar water desalination technology. Now, this has been a pretty tough nut to crack, solar desalination. Desalination, National Geographic said this year that there are some 16,000 desalination plants in operation or under construction in the world. They're very energy intensive. There are environmental issues here. They produce a lot of brine, other issues. But you're working on a solar desalination technology that is more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, this technology is in partnership with a company out of Petaluma, California, Trevi Systems, that has been working on developing desalination, heating the water up to a higher degree, and then using a different membrane. And then if you use their membrane and their solution, the water will, seawater will be pulled through the membrane instead of reverse osmosis, where you have to have a lot of energy to pump it up to a high pressure and then push it through. So this would reduce the consumption of power dramatically.
And also make it, in terms of renewable energy, as opposed to most desalination plants globally are fossil fuel driven.
Yeah, that's the beauty of our project, demonstration project, is that Sopogee, test project, startup company at Naha, had 4 acres of mirrors for whatever reason. You know, they didn't make it. Startups don't always make it. So we now have that equipment. And we had that those mirrors in place to heat the water up. And we also had the seawater pipelines to the site. And this water, still a demonstration plant. Mm-hmm. It has not been approved for human consumption yet, but that's just a matter of going through the process with the federal government. But we'll be using the water for aquaculture. Actually, Cyanotech is our other partner, and we'll be using the water to grow algae.
You know, another test phase, the idea of storage and batteries, and you have a project using a vanadium flow battery. If you can, talk a bit about that.
Yeah, vanadium flow, a pretty exciting technology. The National Lab spent a lot of time over the years developing this technology, and we have a, I believe it's the largest grid-scale demonstration battery through a grant from the United States Department of Energy. Ulupono, Kyle Data, when he was there, he put money in, and Hawaiian Electric put money in. And it is a technology that is the battery, you know, most lithium-ion batteries, one of the downside is that they don't last forever. And so every 6 to 10 years, you have to replace them. With a vanadium flow battery, you replace the fluid. Mm. And so the battery is considered to be a 20-year battery. And it's non-toxic. And if that technology works, it's a demonstration project. But if it works, I think you would see more flow batteries around. A lot of people talk about it. I think it's very exciting from that aspect.
A lot of exciting stuff going on at Natural Energy Lab of Hawaii. Thank you so much. Gregory Barber, Executive Director, Natural Energy Laboratory of Hawaii Authority.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.